Warning, warning, the podcast you are about to hear contains much rambling, some of it sober, some of it drunken. Don't say we didn't warn you.
Hello, this is Tim's take on a Doctor Who locations pub crawl. I'm stood here in the presence of four fellow members of the London Doctor Who meetup group. On my left we have Sonia Preston. Say hello, Sonia.
Hello.
And next to her is Richard Leach.
Hello.
And then there's our great and bountiful leader, Chris Ellis.
I'm far too damn cold.
I think that sums everything up. We're currently stood outside Charing Cross railway station, hoping that some of the other people who signed up to this on the Facebook group will show up, but it's not looking overly likely at the moment. And currently we're timing this wait by how long it takes Chris Burgess here to get through one cigarette. Making good progress there?
Half done.
Half done already, so we'll check back when we actually get somewhere. we're now walking down the very busy The Strand and heading towards the first stop on the tour, which is not actually a Doctor Who location, but is a shop called the London Stamp Centre, but they're also a dealer in Doctor Who merchandise. So check back again when we head somewhere else. Well, apologies for the background noise, because this is The Strand after all. We've just left the Stamp Centre. I invested in a piece of
Torchwood
merchandise. Now the proud owner of a Weevil action figure. In fact, I bought this and Chris Ellis bought all four Torchwood action figures. And then, just as we were about to leave, Chris Burgess noticed someone who could probably be described as a member of fan royalty, because he worked on Doctor Who magazine back in the early days when it was called Doctor Who Weekly, and his name is
Jeremy Bentham.
Yep. Who produces a fanzine called InVision, which is an extensive, very complete behind-the-scenes guide. We are now stood on... Well, we're stood opposite Adam Street. We are stood on John Adam Street. And we are trying to find the location that was used as 10 Downing Street in the episode called 10 Downing Street. Surprise, surprise. So, photos will be taken and keep an eye out for them. And, well, we'll check in again when we head off somewhere else. Well, we are now in pub number one. We're still on John Adam Street. And this is a quite upmarket little boozer called the Theodore Bullfrog. We're sticking to halves of drink.
Well, I'm having halves at the moment.
I'm on the cider, and Chris Burgess, for example, is on the beer.
I'm on the apple and blueberry J2O, so I'm staying sober.
This is all for future reference if you want to buy us drinks, by the way. We're very approachable, especially if you come bearing boozes.
And a couple of seconds ago, Chris was telling me where we're off to next. Next pub is...
The Sherlock Holmes.
Yes. So somewhere of a historical bent, you might say. So we'll check in again. Is that the next place we're going to be, or are we going to another location first?
The next location is the Sherlock Holmes, which is the mostly chosen because it has character... And because Sherlock Holmes, the Doctor dressed up as Sherlock Holmes in the Talons of Weng Chiang. That's how I'm justifying this pub.
Ah, it's perfectly justifiable. So anyway, we'll report back when we arrive there. Well, we're now in the Sherlock Holmes, which probably, as you can tell from the noise of hustle and bustle, is way too busy for us to sit down and have a quiet drink. So we've decided to go on to the next place, which is Trafalgar Square, which has been used several times in Doctor Who. Oh, so much quieter out here on the street. So Trafalgar Square next, Chris?
Trafalgar Square.
Yes, onwards. Well, we are now in a rather windy and cold Trafalgar Square. So we'll hand over to Chris, who will tell you all the Doctor Who stuff that's been filmed here.
Nothing's been filmed here. I've led you on a merry chase. In fact, here, in this pigeon-deserted centre of London, was filmed many key scenes from Doctor Who, such as Dalek Invasion of Earth, Rose, some stills from the chase, Sycorax's ship flew past Nelson's head, and... T-Mat Booth was over there somewhere, perhaps.
Ah, yes.
From Seeds of Doom or Seeds of Death, whichever one had Ice Warriors in. The other one had Crinoids in, but I've never seen it. I haven't seen the Seeds of Death either, or Doom. Just bits, whatever bits remained. Anyway, here we are. On the lines we see before us, you won't see them because you're not here. But on the lines here did... Ian and Barbara frolic at the end of the chase when this is a spoiler. When they came back to Earth, they get away from the Doctor in the end. I gave it away. You may not have known that. Anyway, they frolic on the lions there, and apparently Ian looks a bit shocked at having come back to Earth. Just behind you, you can hear a phalanx of children staring at me.
Is it a phalanx or is it a shouting?
More of a gaggle.
Yeah, definitely a gaggle. Well, we'll move away. Flee from the children.
On the fountain you can hear in the background, or probably in your right-hand speaker as we're approaching it, Mickey did his moonwalk in order to impress his girlfriend Rose. Something I've been thinking about. Clearly, Rose couldn't have worked too far away from Trafalgar Square if she came in a lunch break. So Henix must be somewhere within about... I don't know, quarter of an hour from Trafalgar Square.
Or, if you're keen location hunters like me and Sanya, about 2 hours away by train.
So, she's really dedicated to Mickey at that point, if she's willing to come 2 hours all the way from Cardiff, in order to have half a baguette with her oafish boyfriend. Oh, and Mickey's cool by the end, you know. But
well, at the time he was oafish and cowardly. Yes. I think most of us are agreed on that.
Craven.
Anyway, so we're going to pause here for a bit, despite the cold.
And the tourists.
In a sense of nationalism. Canadian Embassy is right there.
Ah, yes.
Them damn Canucks.
Stay here for a few minutes.
Ah. To put this into some kind of historical context, we've just seen the end of the rugby on the television, and how much were Canada being beaten by?
41-0.
Yes.
This is rugby, by the way, not proper football.
As you can tell by the Canadian flag, that's the Canadian Embassy.
So, as I say, we're going to pause here for a bit, take a few photographs, probably shoot the first bit of video, and then I think it's another pub, is it, Chris?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Warm.
Yes. Off to somewhere warm next. So we shall check in then. Well, we are now in the Silver Cross, a pub not far from Trafalgar Square, but thankfully considerably warmer than Trafalgar Square. I mean, had the weather been warmer, we'd have hung around there a lot longer. But it's the beginning of winter now, and it's not. Faint-hearted, that's the phrase, yeah. You can see I'm already on half of cider number two. And Chris Ellis's thoughts have turned to food, and he's busy devouring a bowl of fine, high-quality chips.
Pub chips.
Pub chips, of course. Not just any chips, pub chips. And the conversation has moved to Doctor Who companion Ben, played by Michael Craves, and
he's untimely passing.
Yes.
In the way that I misjudged him from the Peter Heenan book, which had an unflattering photo of him, which annoyed me mostly because I think I realise now I hate sailors.
So,
Chris is saying Chris says he hates seamen.
Well, I think we'll leave it at that for now and report in at the next place. Well, we have now left pub number three, and we're stood the Silver Cross, and we are stood by the statue of Field Marshal His Royal Highness George, Duke of Cambridge, KG, GCB,
and Downing Street.
And of course, we are not far from Downing Street. We can see the gates and a small crowd. And despite it being this time of night, I think there's some kind of protest going on. And at the end of this street, we can see House of Parliament. And as there's a break in the traffic, I think we're going to head across the road.
Are we?
Dive, as I've been saying all evening.
Run, you monkeys, run!
And we have to mark this particular location because it appeared in the Dalek's Invasion of Earth. It's where our heroes dived behind to hide from the Daleks as they were wheeling
Dortmund,
the scientist who had created an anti-Dalek bomb.
Which didn't work. Spoiler, by the way.
So we'll stand here for all of 5 seconds and take some more photographs. And I'll check in again later. Well, we've just done the tourist thing, the photo opportunity, because we were at the entrance to Horse Guards Parade, so Sonia insisted on having her photo taken with a slightly cold-looking soldier.
Just basically molesting some poor innocent soldier at Horse Guards Parade.
Molest him. I just posed for a photo. I asked him first. I said, "Excuse me, can I have my photo with you?" And he just gave a little nod. And then at the end, I said, "Thanks." And he gave a little nod again. That's cool.
Yeah, he was too intimidated by you.
Yeah.
Poor boys in shock.
We're now passing by one of the newer memorials, this one called the Women of World War II. And we're soldiering on, you might say, towards the cenotaph. And there's a very good view of Big Ben and the Houses of Parliament, which are floodlit as they are every night. So sign off for a couple of seconds and come back to you when we get to the cenotaph.
Oh, by the way, just coming up, number 10 Downing Street.
Yeah, yes. Which is pointless pausing at because it's heavily guarded. And unlike when I was growing up, you can't have your photo taken outside anymore.
My sister had a photo took outside here in the 60s.
Yeah.
But, of course, no point going to number 10 Downing Street because nothing in Doctor Who was filmed here.
Mm.
In fact, it was filmed down John Adams Street. So, moving on.
Yeah.
But
it's worth mentioning that you do get a very good view of the London Eye from here. But we'll get a better one later and take a photograph.
That's the
same
there.
That's the same.
A very exclusive neighbourhood.
Just John, what's his name? Not John Brown. Who's in charge of the country? Gordon.
Gordon Brown, yes.
And that bloke with the eyebrows running the country now. Ryan Wasp Rock.
Well, we've now paused for a short while near the cenotaph, which, this being November, is still surrounded by the wreaths left in remembrance on the 11th of November, and I think Sanya summed up our feelings rather well by saying, "Is there something respectful we should do?" And her words were...
Sorry, I was momentarily distracted by Richard tapping
me on the
shoulder.
No, you were saying we should all pray for peace.
Oh, yes, we should, yes.
So, we're all taking Well, at least me and Chris Burgess are taking a couple of photographs and...
Hello.
Well, we're going to move on to... where are we off to next, Chris?
Well, we'll just probably go off to the Red Line. We're going to go in the pubs in reverse order now, since we've come a slightly different way than usual. So we're going to go to the Red Line, which is the nearest pub to Downing Street, which is not too far from the cenotaph, which appeared in the background of World War III as Eccleston and Rose, they come out, they watch Harriet Jones take the credit for all their hard work, and cenotaph appears in the background, which is why we're here today in the cold and the traffic, and it's dark out. I'm feeling cold and lonely and I want to go home.
And you know, we're still in the middle of the political crisis that is the credit crunch, because just across the road from us is an ITN van.
Yeah, so if any major credit crunching occurs, they can nip down to Downing Street and get a good view of that bloke with the eyebrows, his face. What's his name? Bloke with the eyebrows.
Gordon Bennett.
Gordon Brown, you're thinking of his next door neighbour, Alistair. Darling.
Don't call me darling. Yeah. So
I'm sure Alistair must say that all the time.
Probably
true.
Well, we're going to move now.
Head to the...
along by the... By one of our members of the party. Yeah?
And on to the next pub where we'll check in the Red Lion in much, much warmer circumstances. Well, we're now in the noisy and what might best be called somewhat musical surroundings of the Red Lion pub. And, the time being a couple of minutes to 7 o'clock on a Saturday, we're trying to work out when Merlin is showing on BBC One tonight.
Yes, it's on the 7:25.
Apparently roughly 7:25. But, as has been a bit of a theme today, the rugby is showing in this pub, but they've given in to the inevitability of how loud the place is and just put the subtitles up and not bothered with any sound on the television at all. And currently the New Zealand are, it must be said, thrashing Wales. I can't read the score at the moment, though, because they keep putting the subtitles over it.
27-9.
There you go. And I didn't get away with it forever. It was finally my round. But it was only £8 something, so I'm not bitter. No, I'll leave.
This is bitter.
Yes, I was going to say I'll leave the bitter to Chris because he's drinking it.
And he's just naturally bitter anyway. Having been a Doctor Who fan, it's the natural state, is it not, of the Doctor Who fan, or the Whovian, as I like to call them, in order to annoy people, to be bitter. Have you ever encountered a Whovian forum where there was not...
I don't think there's a forum, period, for any subject that isn't bitter, ultimately.
On the internet, this is the case. But it also extends to Doctor Who fandom in the print world. Did you ever get fanzines over in the frozen north?
We could buy things like DWB, yeah.
Over here, we'd get...
Now, I think for the uninitiated, we should just butt in at this point and say that DWB did get to a point of being the very definition of fan bitterness.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Damn you, Dreamwatch.
Doctor Who Bulletin, as I used to know it.
Dreamwatch Bulletin.
Doctor Who Bulletin.
Yeah.
Dreamwatch. Yes, tomato.
That was the result of crucification of Doctor Who fandom, where the BBC, it shafted us. And I'm not bitter. So basically there's less Doctor Who stuff out there, so they eventually Doctor Who Bulletin changed its name to Dreamwatch, and then so it's branched out into the lesser science fiction that was on telly at the time.
Yay, and Blake 7.
And I was actually thinking
Tripods, Survivors,
Star Trek Next Generation.
Oh.
And Invasion Earth. And anyway,
I think the least said about Invasion Earth the better. So, on that note, I think we're all gonna pause. We're all gonna pause, warm our cockles and other various parts of ourselves, until we head on to the where are we heading to next, Chris?
St. Stephen's
Tavern.
So St. Stephen's Tavern it will be next. Well, we've now reached the final pub of the Doctor Who Locations pub crawl. This is St. Stephen's Tavern. We're almost directly opposite Big Ben, and very close to the Palace of Westminster, the Houses of Parliament, Westminster Station, all those places.
Westminster Bridge.
Oh, yes, and of course Westminster Bridge that appeared very prominently in the episode Rose.
And the Dalek Invasion of Earth.
Yes.
I can't pronounce it. It's Levine.
Oh, come on, Richard. You're the one that's been staying off the alcohol tonight.
I can't say it.
See, I can say it, and I've had a drink. And I'm still sober.
The Slovene from the planet Raxacorico Palipatorius, I believe.
That deserves a quick...
Thank you. No, thank you.
Because... this is pub number 5, and for me, Chris, and the other Chris, this is drink number 4. So it's quite impressive to say such lengthy pieces of Russell T. Davis-isms. So the main task for the rest of the evening would appear to be to find somewhere to eat tea.
We have the RAF Memorial, which is where the TARDIS landed in the episode Rose. So, which is opposite the London Eye. I think you might want to have a quick look at that.
Oh, yes.
So take a picture of that so you could do your best Eccleston going, what? 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 Fantastic! Etc.
So that's where we're off to. That'll be the last location. Oh, yes. And then... definitely food. So
unless, of course, you want to chase over Westminster Bridge.
By the time we get to Westminster Bridge, it's unlikely that we'll all be able to stand anyway, or certainly not run. So anyway, that
hand in hand across the bridge to save the world from the plastic monsters.
I don't think by the time we reach Westminster, most of us will be able to feel our hands, let alone run help hand in hand.
Yes.
These are the perils of frostbite.
Well, it's certainly been a one of the major factors this evening has been the biting cold, because the British winter has finally arrived.
The chill factor is rather high tonight.
Yeah, I think we heard.
Normally, though, I wouldn't have scheduled it for this late in the month. But the thing is, it's the 45th anniversary. It's November the 22nd, November 2008. Tomorrow will be the 45th anniversary of the show. Children in Need has shafted us. We're not going to get a proper anniversary shindig off the telly. So this is my own little effort just to mark this very special day by getting boozed up in pubs near where Doctor Who what was filmed in it, eh?
So we'll pause here for heat, drink, and then I don't know if we're going to eat here, but we will, as I say, pause here to warm up, have a drink, and then onwards to what will be the last location on the location hunt. Well, we've reached the final stop on the tour. It's the RAF Memorial. We even seem to be getting a bit of a flypast. That's probably a police helicopter. And we are in one of the best places in London to see the London Eye, especially at night. So this has inspired much photography. And, kind of brings things to a conclusion, apart from Chris telling us when the next Doctor Who pub crawl will be, or where, to be more precise.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed this audio commentary on the 45th anniversary Doctor Who pub crawl set in Whitehall. Here we are on the embankment looking across the Thames at the dirty great London Eye thing, and we're all jolly cold, and so taking this into account, we shall be taking place the next pub crawl shall be taking place in March, where it will be slightly warmer and more bathed in daylight. So hopefully you can all join us then. We're on the Doctor Who Facebook meetup thing. Just put those words in.
London Doctor Who meetup group.
Yes. I don't think I'll use the word London, but you never know.
Well, Doctor Who meetup group.
There we go. That's better. Yeah, you're learning. You're coming along now. Yeah. You'll get it in time. Yes, I'm sure. Anyway, so Monday. No, not Monday. March. March.
Monday, March.
No.
Whatever.
Saturday. It'll be a Saturday in March sometime. Just come to the Facebook group. Put Doctor Who meetups. Come along. You know, we'll have boozes. It'll be in London. In Camden. We'll be sort of tracing the route that the war machines took from to and from Trafalgar, Post Office Tower. Yeah, we'll just come along. It'll be booze. We'll be looking at some places where blokes with cameras in the 60s took pictures. It'll be a laugh, don't worry.
Like the top Centre Point,
yes.
Where they filmed the TARDIS when it was right by the park, park was called.
We won't be drinking in Centre Point. It's a dive.
If tonight has been educational in any way, it's the fact that come outside in weather this cold, and it's about 3 degrees above freezing, see? And it's a very, very fast way to sober up. So with that...
We're sober!
I'll leave you, and we'll disappear off into an end theme tune, I think.
There she is! There she is, bright, bold, beautiful, and bright blue, waiting for us. Now, where's the key?
Will you hurry up?
It's in my shoe, of course. Charlie, quickly inside. And as for you lot, I don't carry weapons. I don't need them. And I must say, I think you treat your visitors here in a very shabby manner indeed. I'm glad I've managed to...
Doctor, get in!
first, I get to put the kettle on.